Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. Recently you all are aware that we have been having many instant deaths. I've explained many a times that the person who dies in the accident, wall collapses, somebody is crushed beneath the wall, somebody drowned in the ocean, they are given a form of shahadat. And besides that, many other categories, which inshallah we'll discuss again, although it was discussed at length in some majlis. So recently again we have been having a number of deaths. We may be coming, or we may be aware of some who are related to us, or were friends, or were known as our musallis, or were known as our family members. So we come to know of them. We don't come to know of all the others in the province, so many in the other provinces, and so many around the world. How many people lost their lives? If we just have to take some statistic, then only we will understand. Shocking. So those who got shahadat, alhamdulillah, they are very fortunate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them some kind of status and position. But they leave a very important lesson behind for us. This is what I have repeatedly said, that the lesson is for us. That we have everything instant nowadays. Everything is instant. Even the food products are all instant. Instant coffee, instant custard, instant tea, instant this, instant that. Deaths are also becoming instant. So we have to be on guard, we have to be careful, we have to be cautious. Where are we? Whenever a person is in a place which is haram, then he must question himself, if my death comes here, this moment in time, then would I like that tomorrow's newspapers must print or give the story of who died where? Embarrassment for the family, embarrassment for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a beautiful break that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to us. When a person is tempted to commit sins, this is the best break. Straight away slam the break. Think of death. It is the spoiler of all pleasures. Whatever kind of pleasure the person is in, it will spoil that pleasure. I'm talking about haram pleasure. It will spoil that pleasure, but it will make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pleased. And then the person will get the pleasures of the akhirat. So once again, muraqabah of maut.
Tu barae bandagi hai yaad rakh. Tu barae bandagi hai yaad rakh. Bahre sar af gandagi hai yaad rakh. Tu barae bandagi hai yaad rakh. Bahre sar af gandagi hai yaad rakh. Varna phir sharmindagi hai yaad rakh. Chand roza zindagi hai yaad rakh. Tu baraye bandagi hai yaad rakh. Bahre sar af gandagi hai yaad rakh. Varna phir sharmindagi hai yaad rakh. Chand roza zindagi hai yaad rakh. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai.
Tu barai bandagi hai yaad rakh. What are we here for? We are here to make the bandagi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the slave must be obedient to the master. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is so kind, so merciful, so compassionate, so loving, that He does not tie us down like slaves are tied. We are not tortured like slaves are tortured. We are not deprived of the good things of this world as slaves were deprived in the time when there was slavery. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared us His slaves. But look at the number of things that He made halal for us. How much of enjoyment a person can have in the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in spite of him being a slave. We are slaves of Allah ta'ala. But look at the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made halal for us. That is marriage itself. It's a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our eating, our drinking, our clothes, our shelter, our cars, and so many things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have said, you are my slaves, so therefore nothing. Limited to one pair of clothes, one set of clothes, one pair of shoes, and bare necessities of life, because you are my slaves. Allah ta'ala created the whole universe for His slaves. What kind of Allah ta'ala? That we are His slaves, but He creates the whole universe for us, and puts everything to work for us. The heavens and the earth, they work for us. The sun, the moon, the stars, waters of the ocean, the animals, everything Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created for our benefit. How loving that Allah is. And He only made a few things haram, few things. Look at the list of haram items, list of haram. Just a few things are haram. And that too, only those things which are harmful to this slave of Allah Ta'ala. Why should we not love that Allah? That even those things which He prohibited and made haram, He only made those things haram, which are harmful to us. It's not that it benefits Allah Ta'ala. Alcohol, wine, gambling, adultery, pork, stealing, gambling. Now these things harm us, therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared it haram. So tu barae bandagi hai yaad rakh, bahre sar af gandagi hai yaad rakh. You have been created to bow your head before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what you have been created for. That bow your heads before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but don't disobey Him. That is all. It's not difficult, but it's a question of a majority has to implement it in their lives. Then it becomes easy for the rest. At present, what is happening is that a small percentage is making amal on the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, and the large majority is not making amal. So when the large majority is not making amal, so it is making it difficult for even those people who are making amal. That is the bottom line. But if the large majority makes amal, it will become easy. In the month of Ramadan, whether it is in summer or in winter, long days or short days, extremely hot or extremely cold, but the large majority of Muslims fast. So it makes it easy. You ask the person fasting, yes, but you ask him to fast on other days, he finds it difficult. So it is the question of large majority doing that which Allah Ta'ala has ordered, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered, then it will become easy for the rest of the people.
Tu barae bandagi hai yaad rakh, bahre sar af gandagi hai yaad rakh. ورنہ پھر شرمندگی ہے یاد رکھ چند روزہ زندگی ہے یاد رکھ ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے
ورنہ پھر شرمندگی ہے یاد رکھ If we are not going to bow our head before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there will be sharmindagi, embarrassment, shame. In the presence of billions of ummatis, this person, if he has to rise in a state of zina, because in whatever condition the person's death will come, that is how he will rise on the day of Qiyamah. So imagine the whole billions of ummatis watching this person, rising in that state. Or rising in a state of committing fraud. Or in the casino, the person's death came. Or in the disco, it came. Or in the cinema or theater, it came. Or whilst watching some filthy porn site, it came. Or watching some filthy movie on the internet, it came. On the television screen, it came. Then on Qiyamah day, the person will rise like that. So the sharmindagi on the day of Qiyamah, the embarrassment of the day of Qiyamah is a certainty. But even in this world, look at the embarrassment, the shame. And especially if that person had taluk with the masjid and taluk with the saliheen, with the righteous, with the pious, taluk with the mashayikh, taluk with tabligh and dawat, taluk with the madaris, connection with the masajid, or any dini institution, then what kind of embarrassment, shame and humiliation. Therefore, let us just restrain ourselves for a few days, few months, few years, that's all. And there will be enjoyment also in that restraining. There's a promise of halawat of iman, sweetness of iman. And that sweetness of iman is a reality, it's a haqiqat, it is not just a fantasy world, as I keep on saying. It's not something that is just spoken about, empty words. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions on the lowering of the gaze, halawat of iman, so then can there be any doubt in it? But it's not just once or twice that we'll do it. Of course, in business, here and there, sometimes is an exception. But there too, the person must not try and steal haram pleasure. He must be conscious at that time also when he's looking around in the shop. Or the doctor has to attend to the patient. Then at that time too, he must be conscious that my Allah is watching. He knows what thoughts are going on in my mind. I have to attend to the patient, but he knows what thoughts are going on in my mind. So halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman has been promised, and it's a reality. And when the person will get sweetness of iman in his heart, then he will find sukoon in his life. Even in zikrullah, the sweetness, many of them found it in their saliva, taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with sincerity and with complete dedication, meditation, the person is making. So many of them found their saliva actually turning sweet. So, warna fir sharmindagi hai yaad rakh, chand roza zindagi hai yaad rakh. Just a few days of life, just a few days of life. One lady accepted Islam in Germany. Just this morning I was replying to her email in which she says, I liked what you said in one of your talks. She's picking it up on the internet that when it is daytime, then don't expect to live till night. And when it is night, then don't expect to see the day. Now that's what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hadith that some of whom. But now there's a woman right out who's accepted Islam, and she says that that is something that really inspired her. And we listen to the same thing day in and day out, nothing happens. So he says, Chand roza zindagi hai yaad rak. Life is just of a few days. But those few days, we don't know whether they are already passed. Those few days of life, we are not aware if it has terminated, if it has finished, it's completed, there's nothing left of it, or how much of it is left. None of us knows. So that is the reality. Char din ki chandni phir andheri raat hai. But it does not mean that you close your shops, don't marry, don't travel, don't plan for Hajj, Umrah, don't do anything in life, tie your hands and sit at home, because death will come suddenly. Doesn't mean that. And many, many times I've explained that the people who had the greatest hope in their hearts, and those who had the greatest realization that death can come suddenly, they did the most amount of work. The Khulafa'i Rashideen, look at them, all the time conscious that death can come any time. But they ruled over the world, such a large part of the world. So it doesn't stop anybody from anything. The only thing it stops a person from is sins. That wherever he is conscious that my Allah is watching, and I must not be negligent. Ghaflat must not come over me. I must not become heedless. I must be conscious of the fact that my Allah, He is seeing everything, He is listening to everything, He is aware of everything, and He can pull the carpet from beneath my feet. Seconds before any major disaster takes place, the person is not aware. Look at the tsunamis. Thousands of people went, and just few seconds before that, they just didn't know what's going to happen. So that's all is required. Chand roza zindagi hai yaad rak, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Do whatever has to be done. At the end of the day, it's going to be death. Angel of death is going to take us away from this world. Kar le jo karna hai. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے تو نے منصب بھی اگر پایا تو کیا گنج سیم و زر بھی ہاتھ آیا تو کیا تو نے منصب بھی اگر پایا تو کیا گنج سیم و زر بھی ہاتھ آیا تو کیا قصر عالی شان بھی بنوایا تو کیا دبدبا بھی اپنا دکھلایا تو کیا ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے انشاءاللہ we'll discuss this some other time if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and an opportunity. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek meedan-e-ho, tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek meedan-e-ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, uske naam ki gungate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, illallahu, 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 illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun,
गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे। اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا مولانا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Oh Allah, you are pure. Ya Allah, we are full of defects, full of weakness. My beloved Allah, we are like the proverbial camel, no part of its body seems to be straight. We are like the tails of the dogs, always crooked. My beloved Allah, hum jaise bhi hai, gande hai, napak hai, nalayak hai, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے, سیاہکار اور بدکار ہے, سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Where do we go, my Allah? We acknowledge indeed day and night we are committing sins. Ya Allah, but where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap for forgiveness besides your door. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You are aware of everything that we have done. You have seen everything. You have heard everything. You know everything. It is just your compassion, your tolerance that you did not seize us the moment we were popping drugs in our mouths or committing adultery or fornication or watching some filth on the television screen or internet sites, or engaging in any kind of haram activity. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us there and then. You could have seized us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. Ya Allah, how loving you are, how compassionate you are, how forgiving you are,
how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. You have blessed us still with sight, which we use so much of for your disobedience. So much of our hearing for your disobedience, so much of our speech for your disobedience, yet you have blessed us with so much of ni'mats. With sight and with hearing and with speech and with heart, liver and all, our lungs all functioning. Ya Allah, we are walking, we are moving. Mere pyare Allah, don't snatch away the ni'mats because of our sins. Have mercy upon us. Open the doors of forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Overlook our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our faults. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. How can there be darkness for you, my beloved Allah, when you are the one who has blessed millions of people with sight? My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hum sharminda hai. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of your mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the faults, the errors, the weaknesses of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if you are going to forgive the ummah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. We will become pleased. You will become pleased. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive, the only one that will become pleased will be shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the ummah and please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Give us complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a mercy, but we are extremely weak. Change the mercy of sickness to the mercy of good health. Those who have met with accidents are in hospitals, in homes, or wherever they may be. Ya Allah, those who are undergoing operations, or those who have undergone operations, whosoever is suffering from any kind of sickness, weakness, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa from all their sicknesses, ailments and weaknesses. Ya Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Day and night, my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan are dragging us towards them. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with so much of your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. They are not the friends of anyone, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. You want to give us a life of dignity, of respect, of honor. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of izzat. Izzat wali zindagi ata farma. Zillat aur ruswai se hamari hifazat farma. Hum bahut kamzor hai, mere maula. Hum bahut kamzor hai. Hum bahut hi kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we will slip any time. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Who is there to protect us from the fitnas that are lashing at us from our right and from our left, from in front of us and behind us, and pouring from the satellites above us? Ya Allah, there is nobody to protect us besides you. Ya Allah, turn our hearts in your direction. Turn our hearts in your direction. Bless us with sweetness of iman in our hearts. اے اللہ ہمارے قلوب کے اندر تیری محبت پیدا کر دے، تیری معرفت نصیب فرما، تیرا قرب نصیب فرما. اے اللہ give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Give us such enjoyment in your muhabbat and your love, such enjoyment in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ya Allah we distance ourselves from nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. By Allah, if you are not going to come to our assistance and help, who will come to our assistance? تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. ہاں میرے اللہ، if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, we will be destroyed. Ya Allah, we will suffer in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. Ya Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins. میرے مولا ہمارا بن جا، ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا، زمین میری. یا اللہ accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، اجتماع ہونے والا ہے اس کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہ کو قبول فرما. All the institutions of deen, my beloved Allah, accept the khidmat. Ya Allah, bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. In every amal, bless us with ikhlas. Ya Allah, don't they, let there be any share for nafs and shaitan in our good deeds and actions. Ya Allah, protect us from riya. Protect us, my beloved Allah, from riya, from show. Ya Allah, protect us from pride. Let all our actions be solely for your pleasure. Ya Allah, let our actions be for your pleasure and bless us from your treasures. Ya Allah, let all our actions be for your pleasure and then bless us, my beloved Allah, from your endless treasures. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq. Protect us and safeguard us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest, my beloved Allah. How can there be barakat when we are borrowing on interest from the banks for our luxuries? Our homes on interest, our cars on interest, our clothes on interest, our furniture on interest. Ah, my Allah, even the groceries we purchase on interest. How can then barakat, rahmat and mercy come into our lives? Distance us, my beloved Allah, from everything that is displeasing to you. Give us himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our homes and lives everything that has brought such corruption in our morals and the morals of our children. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki hifazat farma, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, the ummat in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, so many parts of the world, my beloved Allah, the ummat is going through great amount of tests, trials and suffering. Remove their pain and suffering. Ya Allah, give hidayah to those who are zalims, those who are oppressors, those who are tyrannizing, those who are suppressing, those who are torturing. Ya Allah, give them hidayah. Bless them with iman and Islam. But if they have made up their minds that they will continue with the persecution and torture and tyranny, then, Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, family members, and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of du'as he made for us. especially in Hajjatul Wida. میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا, رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا, مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا, at the duas that he made a hatim and at the multazam, how long that masoom sinless Nabi attached himself. My Allah, how much of tears flowed from his Mubarak eyes. And the duas that he made behind the Muqam-e Ibrahim and after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa in Mina and in Arafat from Zuhur till Maghrib, he extends his begging Mubarak hands before you. Begging for the Ummat, begging for the Ummat. And in Muzdalifa and all other occasions. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness. The Ummat with that goodness. And from all the corruption, fitnas, mischief, especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of those who have raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, the diseases, the problems that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is suffering. Ya Allah, remove their pain and suffering and problems. Ey mere Allah, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Jaise bhi hai, gande hai, qubool farma. Na qabile qubool hai, phir bhi qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.